Joining me right now, our Democrat of the day is running for Senate District 2 on the very northern tier of Minnesota. Alan Roy is kind enough to take some time today to talk about his Senate campaign and talk about how you can help out his Senate campaign as well. Alan, thank you much. I appreciate the time.
Well, thank you so much for having me on here today.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You, I've talked with a lot of people from, you know, 2. I also talked to some people from Senate District 3. You guys, your Senate districts up there, holy cow. You have, was it the entire Red Lake Nation is in there? You run from Park Rapids all the way up to Engle Inlet, right?
Yeah, we go all the way up to the Canadian border. They tell me it's the second largest Senate district in the state.
Yeah, only 3 is bigger, and that's only because they take everything on the northern tier over to Lake Superior. How many miles? I mean, this is why we're going to get to all the details about Alan here in a second, but I want everyone to call his campaign, give a donation, because how many miles do you have to drive from the southern part of your district to the very northern? Well, you can't go to the very northern part of the district without a boat, but to go up to Lake of the Woods, how many miles is that?
Well, it's like from where I'm at, I live on White Earth Reservation, so it takes us about a 4-hour drive. So
wow.
Literally, like for me to get to Minneapolis, it's a 4-hour drive. For me to get up to Baudette up there, it's about a 4-hour drive. So
wow.
It's a lot of miles, I tell you.
Well, and this is why I want everyone, you need to make a donation at the end of this to Alan Roy's campaign, because this is one of those campaigns where, money is a premium. Donations are something that's going to be needed. We'll get to that here in a little bit, but let's find out a little bit more. Who exactly is Alan Roy?
Well, thank you. I am, first of all, I will introduce myself very quickly in Ojibwe, because I am Ojibwe.
Please.
Bujuginawa, Wabishki Maingan Indigo, Alan Roy, Migi Kanem Gulyan Gaye, Mongan Dodem, Gawaba Begani Kagishkoni Ganangan Dunjiba. I said my Ojibwe name. Hello, everyone. My Ojibwe name is White Wolf. I'm also known as Alan Roy. I'm from the Loon Clan, and I'm from born and raised on White Earth Reservation. I currently serve on the White Earth Tribal Council. I got elected here in 2018. And before that, I was born and raised in the Senate District 2 there. Went to high school in Detroit Lakes. Went to the University of Minnesota. Graduated in 2006. And then I joined the Army. I volunteered and became an officer and went off and did some active duty service. Went to Operation Iraqi Freedom. Came back, entered the private sector. Ended up working for the state and using my GI Bill to work through school. I got my master's in public affairs from the Humphrey School there in Minneapolis. And right around that time, I met Chairman Terry Tibbetts, who worked for the White Earth Tribal Council. And he said, hey, you're pretty good at this legislating stuff, because I had worked on a school project where we were able to get about $6 million worth of legislation for the tribe back in 2016 there. And he said, hey, this is pretty good at this. Why don't you run for tribal council? And so I did, and I got elected, and it's been about 2 years now. And so we work with the federal counterparts, state counterparts, the governor's office. We even work with the White House. We've got work with the Senate, the House, all over the place. And a lot of the folks said in the district, hey, you know, Rod Skoy, this is Roger Moe's old seat. You guys probably already know Roger Moe. He's a good friend of mine. Rod Skoy, this was his seat in 2016. He lost to Paul Utke, and he's the Republican. He's the incumbent. And so a lot of folks approached me. They said, hey, you understand the needs of the district. You got 2 reservations in here. You got the White Earth Reservation, White Earth Nation. You got Red Lake Nation. And you've got a lot of folks that are just regular Minnesotans that want a lot of support and development in the area, and you understand our needs. Would you please run? And I thought about it, and I talked with the wife, and I said, you know what? I think you're right. We can do a lot better here. And so back in January of this year, I made an announcement. I said, hey, I'm running for state senate, and we've been off to the races since.
You know, it's interesting you say that about, and I want to talk about the Republicans, because I know I lived in Bemidji for a while, and Native American issues have frankly just been ignored, unfortunately, by the current government and for many years, not just Republicans, but Democrats. But you, one of the things that happens is when Republican runs, they talk about all of a sudden, oh, well, we care about Native American issues. We care about Native American issues. Have you seen any, you've had a Republican senator there. Have you seen any real care about Native American issues from the Republican Party now that they represent that district?
Well, I mean, we've worked with Senator Utke on the tribal council on a number of issues. And, you know, we've had a little bit of success, not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. We do have a lot of there's a lot of room for improvement, I will say.
Very diplomatic way to say that.
But the thing is, what's been very helpful is we have an indigenous woman, Peggy Flanagan, who's also my cousin, by the way.
Hey!
White Earth enrollee. She's the lieutenant governor, and we got Tim Waltz down there. But Peggy, she's been such a champion for Native Americans in the state here. And, you know, we've been able to get some things done because of her voice in the state government. Now, it'd be nice to get more Native voices in the state government. And we can make a difference. I mean, we work on issues not just in the Senate district, but the whole state of Minnesota. Just like today, down here talking with tribal members on a number of issues. And like I said, a lot of these issues that they claim to be working on, they usually drag their feet right around election time, and they do one or two things, and they're like, "You see what I did for you?" Mm-hmm. You know, and you're just like, "Well, we could have really used your help 4 years ago," and you know, so you're not fooling anyone. And I think me being from the area, me being a veteran, somebody that understands the area, somebody born and raised in the area, I think we can do a lot better. I really do.
And I think one of the things that's important to make sure we point out is that this is not about, you know, obviously only serving Native Americans, but you have had Native American reservations in districts where they just have been ignored. You know, they just kind of get ignored, and you have a large proportion of the population there. It's about yeah, making sure that your platform, your agenda is well-rounded and serves all the people of a district, not just the Caucasian, you know, European descendants. And I think that is such an important element, because I think we can, let's run them. It's good health care. Everyone needs good health care. Broadband. Everyone needs good broadband. Quality education. Everyone needs quality education. It's not just, you know, one portion of the population that needs this. Everyone needs this. And I think that if you have politicians who are only looking at part of the population as the only people they care about, you're never going to get a complete plan.
And that's absolutely right. That's why we've developed a platform here for my campaign that is designed to help the people. Is designed to help everyone in the Senate district there, but also everyone in the state of Minnesota. You talk about health care, right? There's literally three things that are constantly popping up when I'm out talking on folks or when people see me on the street. It's, Alan, we've got to take care of the health care system.
Yeah.
We've got folks up here in the Senate district. A lot of these hospitals don't even have ventilators in them. So if someone gets sick, you know, for example, up in Baudette, they got to go all the way down to Bemidji. That's like a 2-hour drive. It's you got that there. And then you take a look at the economy. I mean, people have lost a lot of jobs, and a lot of folks are trying to get back to work. So we've got to address the healthcare system. We've got to address the economy. But what's coming up right now, I got to tell you, what's coming up right now, me being a parent, I got three kids, school-age children, all elementary. What's coming up right now is education. What are we going to do about the kids? Are they going to go back to school? Are they not going to go back to school? Is it going to be hybrid? Is it going to be online? What about the technology? What about those families that don't have the internet, right? Because a lot of rural areas in the state of Minnesota, they don't have the broadband. They don't have a lot of these things that can help facilitate these issues. And so these are some three major things that are going to define this election, especially in outstate Minnesota. Those three areas: healthcare, the economy, and what are we going to do about the education, because it's coming up quick.
And I think when you, and there is a lot of questions, and there is no one right answer. I wish there was. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where, and we're all kind of holding our breath. I mean, it's, you know, you look at that, there was a story today out of the Star Tribune where we're talking about the rodeo they had up in Effie. And, you know, great, you were able to go out and enjoy it, but in 6 weeks, if all of a sudden we have a massive outbreak, you just brought up the problems with the hospitals. You know, how safe is it going to be to start the schools if all of a sudden you start having spikes in northern Minnesota because of a rodeo? And so, I mean, there is no right answer here. You know, it's kind of one of those things where you need to have malleability, and it can't just be one party's platform. It has to have, you have to have a unique chorus of voices which might say, you know what, it's probably better if some of these schools don't open or have a hybrid program, but at least you have some ability to make the program malleable.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with that. Like, I mean, what the people of Minnesota, what Minnesotans want are common sense solutions to common sense problems. And that's the way I'm running my campaign. Mm-hmm. I'm running on things. And I'm presenting some common sense solutions. We're listening to people across the spectrum. I've got, believe it or not, I've got a lot of Democrats that support me, but I also got a lot of Republicans that support me in the area because they want to see results. That's what Minnesota wants. Minnesota wants to see results. They want to see that we're taking care of the people, and I feel very, very strongly that we can do that when we get elected in November.
Well, and I mean, my goodness, all you have to do is look at the insanely bad response to the coronavirus from the Republican Party and realize, well, they're not going to help you. I mean, their ideas are broken. We need to have, and once again, this is a seat that's been held by Democrats. We need another DFL-endorsed candidate in there. Alan Roy is a great candidate. Now, everyone who is listening to me in the Twin Cities right now, it's great you have your local DFLer. Help them out. If you are in a safe seat, I want you to drive some of your money up to Alan's campaign. Just on the gas bills alone, to be able to go up there and talk to communities and talk to these people, this is a very different district than anything we have in the metro area. We have to make sure we give him the financial resources that he needs so he can pull off the campaign that he has to put out there. And the reality is that if we're not willing to fight and help out Alan Roy in Senate District 2, it's no one's fault but our own. So for goodness sakes, help out and volunteer. I imagine you, Alan, like all the other campaigns we've talked to, volunteer opportunities are, you know, morphing, they're changing, but there are volunteer opportunities for people to help out in your campaign, right?
Absolutely. We're looking for folks to help us out with, especially right now, we're going to the air. We know we're avoiding going door to door, but we want to do a lot of phone calls. Okay. That is where we're going to win this. Social media. If you go to my Facebook page, all right, Alan Roy for State Senate, share, like, comment, share. Put it out there so all your friends, all your family see it. You go to my website. There's opportunity to fill out a volunteer sign-up thing. You fill that out. Somebody from the campaign will get in touch with you. We're looking for people to do phone calls. We're looking for a lot of people. And as far as the fundraising goes, I got to tell you, we need help. We do need help. But I will say this. I took a look at first-time candidates for Senate District 2. I've raised about $25,000 for this seat in a pre-primary report. That is more than any other first-time candidate that I know of for Senate District 2. So we're already smashing records. We're putting up a fight. Mm-hmm. We want to win this thing. We're willing to do whatever's necessary to flip this seat blue, and we need your help.
And we need to take the seat. We need the seat back to take the Senate back. The webpage, roy4sd2.com. That's roy4sd2.com. Donate, volunteer, help out. Let's get Alan Roy into St. Paul to represent Senate District 2 for the DFL. Alan, all my best. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the time today.
Miigwech. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
My pleasure. Alan Roy, Senate District 2, the DFL Democrat of the day right here. We're going to take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.